If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Something about apple ciders, it's always way too sweet.
Yeah, this one is a muscat. No, mutsu something.
What?
The type of apple it is, it's like a mousse. Something that starts with an M.
Moose apple?
Like a mutsu.
Mutsu apple.
Something that sounds like that. I'm saying it wrong.
We just came back from the farmer's market and we got this bottle. I don't know. Is it 2 liters?
No, it's a gallon. I don't know what that is.
It's a gallon. So,
it's half a gallon.
Okay.
It's like 600 milliliters.
Okay. however much it is, in my head, I always feel like we have twice the amount.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm going to put half... I'm never going to drink like a full cup of just cider straight from that bottle because it's too sweet. So I always water that shit down.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good just as is though, but we never drink juice. It's crazy. When I went to Romania, I drank soda for the first time in
which
I don't
one?
Know
Tell
how
us
long.
Which one.
Fanta.
Fanta.
And it was...
It's not Fanta. It's Fanta.
Okay. Nobody says Fanta. And it was very sweet. It was really good, but it's just wild to think that growing up, because my parents didn't know any better. Obviously, as kids, my siblings and I didn't know any better. And like, we didn't know, it wasn't known how bad like soda is for you, especially
or just
for
sugar.
Kids. I mean, yeah, sugar.
Like
but
the
like,
yogurt I used to eat? Now thinking back at it?
Yeah, I used to eat like the fruity yogurt, right?
30-40% sugar.
Percent or grams?
One of the two, I don't know.
Grams.
Is it grams?
Percent is like percent of what?
Of sugar.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah, it's grams.
Yeah, it's like, what does that mean?
sorry.
But we just came back from the farmer's market.
I said that already.
We had a lovely, damn. We had a lovely, lovely Saturday morning. Okay, guys, the truth is that we're late with the episode. And it is what it is. But we're here. So welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry we're late, but here we are. We hope you had a great week mm-hmm. whenever you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. For us, it is Saturday. And yeah, my name is Ali Zaita, in case you forgot.
And my name is Yoni Koda. If this is your first time here, this is the best podcast in the world. Honestly, when I'm editing the podcast, I have a good time re-listening to the episode. I know it's weird.
We're just so fun.
No, but like seriously, no. Like nobody likes to listen to their own voice. I don't like to listen to my own voice. I don't like how I sound. I don't like how you sound.
Damn.
no offense.
That's a crazy thing to say.
No offense. But like when I'm editing, it's like, it depends on how the episode is going. If it's like a easy flowing
episode,
I feel like it's especially if I don't edit it like right away.
Yeah. I mean, the audio, there's like, we don't really edit anything.
No, we don't edit it. Even the video, we don't. The only thing I edit is just the cuts for the views.
Yeah,
for
the
views.
Gotta switch the angles. But for the audio, it's a straight shoot.
Yeah.
Straight shooter.
Like everything you're hearing, there is no...
There's no taking out shit.
Yeah. Unless like Alia said some shit that wasn't supposed to be said, that's when I take it out. But other than that, we're good compared to first season.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But okay. We had a lovely Saturday
morning
because mm-hmm. it's right now it's like the middle of the day. So it's not over yet. But we had a lovely early fall Saturday. I'm just ready for this, guys. I'm ready. I'm over it. Like, I don't want it to be hot. It's probably, what's the weather right now? Not to talk about the weather, but it is 80 degrees outside. It is 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's actually 79. I have an Apple Watch right now that I've been using every single day. And
Yoni is like the most dad. Like, this is like me getting a preview of what Yoni is going to be like as a dad. Because I just think There's something about, you know, when you look up like gifts for dads for Christmas or something, and it's always like gadgets. For some reason, we
Can you explain what gadgets means to people who don't know what that means?
Gadgets are like tools.
Like
little tools.
Tools that are like essential.
Yeah, not essential, or they do something.
Very useful. Something that's going to help you do something else.
Yeah, like an Apple Watch is a gadget. Stop doing that. You can't see him, but this new Apple Watch, it does like, it. You can do little hand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
And it does something. Like the watch can tell, like if you want to answer a call, you like tap your fingers together and it will answer the call.
It's like it's my thumb and then my index finger. And if I just like tap twice, it answers the call. If I want to open a text, I can just do that. It also scrolls.
So I just be catching Yoni doing that like constantly because he's so like, ooh, I'm using my gadget.
No. And then also too, to like respond to a text, I can just do that and I can just say what I want. And then tap again
and
not
tap.
I'm not even touching the phone, it's just my fingers, my hand gestures.
Yeah, and I have this thing where like Yoni's hands are so like long and like just long hands and fingers that anytime he does anything with his hands is like so annoying to me.
You have a problem.
I have a problem, but it's specifically your hands that just like they do this, thing. You love to like,
you guys, let me tell you, when I was trying to get a tattoo, and before I get it, you gotta like talk to someone and be like, okay, so I want to get it here, or should I get it on this arm? So to show you where I want to get this tattoo, I have to point at it, right? I have to show you with my finger where I want it to be. Even now, Alice is looking at my.
You need a visual to understand like what we're even talking about.
So
but
anything I do with my finger, I could be pointing to something, and Ali would be like, yeah, but why you gotta point at it like that?
No, because you want to be pointing with his pinky. Who points at shit with their pinky?
That's not true.
That's true.
I only point at something with my pinky if you have something on your face, and I'd be like this, you got something right here.
It's so fucking annoying.
No, you got a problem.
You guys need to like see this. You can't see it right now, so we might have to do a tutorial on the Instagram.
Anyways,
it's going to be a whole reel of like Yoni's hands.
But at the same time, she loves my hands because she thinks I have very beautiful hands.
That's true. It's one of the first things I told you, but
yeah,
that was before you started doing annoying things.
The random things.
But yeah, you guys, I'm like, so Yoni's enjoying his gadget. That's what I was trying to say.
Right.
It's so funny to see because, you know, when somebody gets it could be a new anything and they're just excited to use it. But I think something about like an electronic gadget, like a new camera,
the thing is,
a new this, a new that, and you just like can't wait to set it up and use it.
But with with this Apple Watch, it's the new 13 SE, right? What is it called?
13.
Or like SE3?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the newest one that just came out. And the reason why, I feel like, you know what you did the other day, which I didn't appreciate?
What?
I feel like I texted you because you can tell when I'm texting you through the Apple Watch or through text, right?
I can't tell.
If I'm texting you through the regular iPhone, right? If I'm holding my phone and actually texting, I'm texting in a different lingo, okay? Like the way I speak, the way I type, the words are sometimes like it's the way I actually type text. Okay. But with the Apple Watch, since you have to like speak to it, it's writing in like the most perfect English ever with a period at the end, commas everywhere. So I feel like, tell me if this is wrong, but why am I gonna face?
I'm waiting for you to say the punchline.
So I was texting you and you wasn't responding to my text. We were at a coffee shop. I was outside and then you were inside, right?
Yeah, I already told you.
And you hate that I use my Apple Watch so much.
That's not true.
That you didn't answer my text because you thought it was annoying how I use my phone to text.
I didn't reply because I was in the middle. You know when you're doing something on your phone? Sometimes it's very specific. Like in that moment, I was trying to post a video. Like a video on Instagram.
And you didn't want to exit the app in case it might crash.
Well, no. I was just like so focused in the middle of like doing shit. And you know when you're focused on looking at something or doing something on your phone and the drop down notification comes from like a text. Mm-hmm. You don't even see who it's from or what it is. You just swipe it away. You're like, this is bothering me. It's like a mosquito comes in your frame and you just like want to make it fly away.
Wow.
It's like that.
No,
so
I get
when you sent me that, it was like, it could have been anything.
Okay.
And I was just not, I
get it.
I couldn't break my focus.
And also the phones, one day I responded to someone, so I exited whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
I responded And then I go back to Instagram and the shit is gone. Yeah. Like, you know how you just reload?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Oh my God. I was mad at that person who texted me.
Yeah. So I just know that Yoni is going to be very much like a gadget dad. Like, once we get gadgets.
You think so?
And little things for like our child, I think it's going to be really funny.
All right. Well, we
shall see.
Because
you're going to get really into it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about just cozy vibes, just how excited I am for us to transition into this new season. I'm currently wearing a flannel.
For no reason. We're at home.
Because it's cold. You turn on the AC because it's 80 degrees outside and it's hot in here, but I got cold. So I am just ready to go into the new season. You guys know I've talked about this many times. I just like to go through the time. I don't like feeling like we're stuck in the same thing. Like right now, I don't want to be feeling like I got to dress like it's summertime.
Mm-hmm. How are we feeling with fall fashion?
I love fall fashion.
What's your favorite thing about it? And why do you, because I feel like you like fall fashion more than summer.
I actually really enjoy summer, like getting dressed for summer, because you can wear shorts, which I think add like a different vibe than wearing long pants all the time. It creates like a different line to your legs and you can wear different shoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I like fall is because you can add like elements to your outfit and you can add layers to your outfit and you actually need to stay warm. In the summer, it's like you can only do so much because it's hot. And if you're doing too much, then you're doing too much because it's hot outside. Why you got like three layers on?
I don't know how you guys are feeling, but I would say the countdown is on because holiday shopping season is officially here. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. I just ordered their personalized mug with teabag tray for my mom. She's the type of person who ends every night with a cup of tea, and I'll know she'll love this. It's handmade. You can add her name right on it, and it comes with this tiny matching tray for her teabag. It's so simple, yet so thoughtful. It's one of those gifts that makes me think, how did I never think of this before? That's what I love about Uncommon Goods. Everything feels personal and made with care. Most of their items are handmade by small independent artists, so every gift feels one of a kind. Plus, with every purchase, they donate $1 to a nonprofit of your choice. They've already given back $3 million. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush gets started. To get 15% off of your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/WTJ. That's uncommongoods.com/WTJ for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
That is very true.
But in the fall, the layers are actually functional. So like today, I wore like these long pants with a t-shirt and then this flannel on top. And the flannel on top is actually to keep me warm. But the outfit is more interesting because there's more going on.
In what season of the year do you think a person can really show if they can dress or not?
Fall, 100%. Fall and spring.
Some people say summer because it's so easy to like, because it's a very like one layer season. One t-shirt, one pair of shorts, obviously. Yeah. Two shorts.
But like, how crazy can those go anyways?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of people say like you can play around with like, what kind of shoes are you going to wear? Have you ever seen someone wear boots and shorts in the summer?
Yeah, we already know how I feel about boots in the summer.
Well, it depends. You can wear boots and shorts.
Bro, your feet are boiling. What are you doing?
But that's not really true.
I can't imagine.
Just because it's a boot, like, look, I have boots that I love very much.
Okay, the boots you have are not boots that you would wear in the summer, period.
I know.
Yours are like hiking boots.
They're not hiking boots.
There's a reason why you don't wear them in the summer. They're hot. In the summer, you want to. I didn't put socks on all summer long.
I get the idea of boots being hot and stuff like that, but I disagree with that. Just because something is a boot, like it's a little bit higher, it's not like an ankle shoe. It's the same. Like I never felt hot in my shoes. So, it's okay to wear boots in the summer. Unless they're like knee-high boots. Then that's very different.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I don't have knee-high boots.
That's what I'm talking about. When I said, you know how I feel about boots in the summer, I'm talking about boots that are actually boots. What makes a boot a boot?
What makes a boot a boot?
What makes a boot a boot?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Okay. What makes a boot a boot?
It's a shoe that's past your ankles, I would say.
Right.
That's a boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
They don't have to be all the way up to your knee. But all I'm saying is, like, I just know in the summer, anytime I was like, should I wear something like a sneaker or whatever? The thought of putting on socks, I was like, there's no way. I will not. I haven't worn socks still until this day. I wore socks actually yesterday because I did wear my boots because it was cold out. It was like 60, 65?
Yeah.
60 degrees?
Yeah.
But in the summertime, you just will not catch me putting on socks willingly. There's so many other options that you also only get in the summer.
Nah, I definitely wear socks in the summer.
I mean, yeah, so, I think it's different for guys.
So for me, so you're saying that fall is your favorite season to dress, just overall vibes.
Fall. Yeah,
fall, right? I would, honestly, I think this year I will agree with that. Usually, I'm a summer person.
Yeah.
I like shorts, one t-shirt, very lightweight.
I love that too.
I've really been into like super lightweight t-shirt. And I used to love like heavy Carhartt type t-shirts.
Yeah.
But something about lightweight t-shirts just like fall differently. Like they feel better, you know? So,
but it's also because it was hot out.
I mean, yeah.
So I think now like having a heavier weight like material is actually going to be really cozy because it'll keep you warmer.
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, you know, so it's like this flannel right now is like thick, heavyweight cotton.
It's not that heavy. Let me see. Oh, okay.
It's too far to like have you touch.
Okay.
But it's something that it's not breezy. I would not wear this if it's hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the perfect thing to wear when it's like a little bit cold because it will actually keep you warm versus wearing like a button-up like breezy shirt, that's not keeping me warm. That's still going to be cold.
Okay. So you have the fall, but then you have winter that's coming right after.
You know,
what changes for you? Because is it just the actual weather, like that it's cold, or do you just hate? Because the jackets ruin everything. Jackets.
It's just at that point, like all you're wearing is your jacket and pants.
Exactly.
You know?
So you can't really, like, even if you layer, you go outside. I mean, not that you get dressed for other people, but like, you can have the nicest combination of layers. You're going outside, you're putting a jacket on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, does it even matter?
I'm not a big layer. When I mean layer, I don't necessarily mean, like, you have to see the layers. I just mean more also in the sense of, like, I can wear more than just a tank top or a t-shirt.
Okay, yeah. True.
You know,
true.
It's like I can wear a long sleeve. I can wear like a t-shirt with a hoodie on top, or I can wear like something that's more bulky. You know, in the summertime, it's like you really are limited to like tank tops and t-shirts and shorts, and that's it. That's all I wore, you know. But in the wintertime and in the fall time, you can like put on like a sweater. Maybe you can put a shirt under the sweater.
Yeah.
You can put a jacket on top of the sweater.
Yeah.
And you can leave the jacket open. Even though I don't really like doing that. I feel like if you're wearing a jacket, you got to zip that shit up.
I mean, depending if it's wintertime and it's cold, then hell yeah.
Yeah, but even as like a look, I don't love the look of like an open sweater. An open jacket.
I mean, that right there depends on the jacket. If it's a puffer jacket.
Yeah.
A puffer jacket just looks nicer when you have it all the way zipped up the top.
A puffer jacket is weird if you open that, if you keep that shit open. Like, maybe a little bit, like, unzipped at the top. Like, at the very top, depending on what the jacket is like.
I like to zip it up all the way to, like, my face.
The end. Yeah. But I love the fall, you know, because the fall is also when you can still wear some summer things. Like, you can still wear shoes without socks.
Can you?
And not be too cold. Like, I can wear my loafers without socks.
Ooh, you know a look that I really love? What? I acknowledge what you said.
Yeah.
I like it.
I feel acknowledged.
Okay. In the fall time, this is I think I'm going to explore with that a little bit this year.
Okay.
Jean shorts or like black jean shorts, not necessarily like blue, right? So black jean shorts, not short, like past the knees a little bit.
Yeah, like jorts.
I'm going to wear my tan brownish Yeezy boots.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
like a sweater on top.
And a sweater on top. I feel like that's a good fall look. And you can, and I feel like I can really pull it off.
It has to be a very specific temperature outside for you to not be cold and not be hot.
When I'm cold, it's usually the top. My legs are usually okay.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that is true.
Like my legs are okay. So I can wear a boot, shorts, and then like a sweater on top.
Ooh. Yeah. You could also do that with shorts, your Doc Martens, and a sweater on top.
No, but something about these boots that I have specifically.
Yeah, but also something about it is like you're doing too much of like that look. Like the boot with the shorts. It's too much like, ooh.
No, it's just what I want to wear. And also, okay. Those boots are really nice. If you guys don't know, the Yeezy Season 3 boots are my favorite boots ever. I know some people consider Kanye canceled. We're not going to talk about Kanye West today, okay? And I think he is maybe canceled, maybe not. I don't know. I don't really keep up with that. But I love those shoes, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person I can separate the artists, what he does in his personal life, and his clothing. If I like it, I like it. Now, if you want to talk about supporting him, then I get that argument.
Yeah, I mean, you bought those like years ago.
I bought those like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When it first came out.
So
I supported him back then when he wasn't doing whatever he's doing now, okay? So.
But that's a look I can get behind. I'm excited to see that look. But
yeah. I'm going to do like a fit check on Instagram.
Oh my God, you should. You should. I'm trying to get Yoni to do more like fit checks with me.
I just feel weird doing fit checks.
Why? You just stand there and you just like because do random things and that's it. That's the video.
Because it doesn't. Okay, so when we do this, whenever you guys haven't seen these fit checks yet. Okay, they haven't hit the streets yet.
They haven't been released yet.
But whenever you see any fit check that I'm in, Alia is editing. Alia is cutting that shit up. I just want to film it and I don't want to do anything with
it. I know.
So. Because it's not me. It doesn't. That's what I was gonna say earlier. It doesn't come natural to me. Even just a
which
fit
part?
Check, just like a photo. Like I would. I'm not the guy, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I'm not the guy to give you my phone and be like, "Ooh, this is a dope corner. Take a photo of me right there." If anything, I would just give you my phone, and then
I was about to say I beg to differ because sometimes you're like, "Babe, I wish you took more photos of me."
I know, but first of all, I don't say it like that. But second of all. I just wish, you know how I just randomly take photos of you without making it a thing, without saying, okay, stop right here, people walking by and shit like that. Just take the photo and like at the end of the day, just show me the photos you took. That's what I do for you.
Yeah, that's true.
I never really tell, unless it's like really, really fire. I'm like, yo, hold on, just stay right there. And it's also different.
What?
But like,
I mean, you're also the photographer. And meanwhile, most of the time I have a camera in my hand that I'm trying to like film my videos. So.
I know. So it comes very natural to me to just take photos of you.
Yeah, like, the same way it comes very natural to me to like take videos of you.
You do that?
Yeah, like with my camera for my video.
Okay. So yeah, Alia's been trying to get me into more fit checks this fall.
I feel like it'd be cute.
Okay. We did one yesterday.
Yeah, and we did one today.
I filmed my first fit check video with Alia yesterday. We did one today. I don't like the one from today.
Yeah, you just gotta not care that much. Like, you know, the fashion online.
I have the same pants that I have on in the other fit check.
Nobody's gonna pay attention. And also, I think people like seeing people online wearing the same items and the same outfits. It'd be crazy if like every time you show outfits, it's a different piece of clothing.
Okay, that's be easy. That's gonna be easy for you because I wear the same shit every day.
Well, exactly, and I think that's like what people want to see for one, and then two, the outfits, like, I like seeing outfits that aren't anything crazy because most of the time when people get dressed, they don't do anything crazy. I don't believe in, like, fashion and getting dressed in a way that feels like you're doing something. You're putting something together. It should just be that, like, this looks good on you and is comfortable on you and this is just how you wanted to express yourself today. But if it kind of looks like you're putting on, like, a costume or something and you put a lot of, like, time and effort into what you're wearing, to me, that already doesn't feel, like, authentic. Or not necessarily authentic. That doesn't really feel, like, like go with the flow, chill.
What do I always say?
Day to day. What?
What do I always say? When I get dressed, I accidentally put a fit on. I don't like to use the word fit too much because when I get dressed, I just literally grab, I get dressed pretty fast. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah.
I always start with the pants. What pants do I want to wear today? It's usually some type of denim. Like,
you know, recently I have been like, sorry not to cut you off, but I know we used to say like, oh, where do you start off? We start off with pants. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've actually been switching between like what I want to build my outfit around. Sometimes it's the shoes. Very randomly.
Is it the shoes?
Yeah, because the weather outside really depends. Like if it's hot enough or if it's cold, like what am I going to wear? So sometimes I start out with the shoes. If it's raining, then I only have like limited like options for the shoes. So then like I build off of that. But then sometimes there's like a top that I knew. I got this flannel like a couple weekends ago from like a thrift rack. And I've been meaning to wear it. So that's why I was like, okay, I want to wear this flannel. So what can I pair it with to make it work?
You made it work today.
Yeah. So, sorry, continue. So you always start with the pants.
I always start with the pants because like my shoes are very like versatile. I can, they can work in summer.
But don't you sometimes start with like, I want to wear this t-shirt. Or like, I really want to wear
Never.
This hoodie.
The t-shirt is lowest priority.
Okay.
I can wear a $2 t-shirt that I like, that fits nice. That it's all about how it falls on my body.
Yeah, but I'm not saying.
That's it. For the t-shirts for me, like with the whole getting dressed thing t-shirt is that it doesn't matter.
But don't you sometimes have a t-shirt that you're like, I want to wear this t-shirt today, so I'm going to pair the pants to the t-shirt, not the t-shirt to the pants?
All my t-shirts fit with all my pants. I don't have, my pants are very, like, that's the cool thing about, like, my wardrobe is that everything works with everything.
Yeah.
Which also means, like, I don't have, like, very bright colors. I don't have a single item that's red or orange or, like, yellow. Everything is like a lot of navy blue, a lot of blacks,
gray,
some grays,
green.
That's like my pop color.
Yeah,
green, and that's it. Yeah. So everything like that's why I get dressed so fast. I just grab a t-shirt, pants I want to wear, shoes, and that's it.
Yeah, and I mean now that it's getting colder, I think you need to add some. You need to add some like not layers, but.
It's okay to add layers.
You only have like sweatshirts.
Like cotton sweatshirts.
Yeah, like what else would they be? I think you need to add some more elevated like knits and stuff like that.
Like a knitted sweatshirt?
Sweater.
I don't know why I'm not really into those.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. I feel like that's like a level higher than what's authentically me.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you can find like your own version of that. Just something to play around with because I feel like for you, it's like you always have the sweatshirt in the fall.
It's very basic.
Just have the sweatshirt with the jeans.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It is.
And then you start adding the jacket and then you just wear the jacket with the jeans. You know? But what else about fall? You know, I was excited to get apple cider today. So that's why we went to the farmer's market to get apple cider.
And can we steam that? We can steam that, right?
Yeah, of course. To make like hot apple cider.
Yeah. Okay.
But you don't steam it. We're not like at a coffee shop.
We have a steam machine.
Yeah, we can just boil it.
Boil it?
Yeah, like heat it up.
But you can use that, you know that, right?
I don't want to because it'll get sugar in it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there's a way to clean the
when
wand.
We worked at a coffee shop, we would serve hot apple cider with like whipped cream on top and we would steam the apple cider instead of like boiling it. So you would like
so much better because it becomes like a little fluffy.
It does have like a frothy thing to
it.
Yeah.
So we have the apple cider that we love about the fall, but this year and like for the next 3 months, I really want to catch up on movies also.
Mm.
Movies is one thing that I don't know if I'm just not really into or shows. I would just always rather watch something on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like quick videos. I hate to like sit down and watch something for like 2 hours. But yesterday, we watched Black Mirror randomly. Alia wanted to watch the new Love Island.
No, it's Love is Blind.
Oh, Love is Blind. Listen. What is Love Island? That's something else, right?
It's another show, yeah. Okay. I watched those for cultural awareness purposes only.
Okay. Love is Blind, new season came on. What season is it? Seven?
Nine.
Season nine. Alia was watching that while doing some work on a computer.
I turned
all the lights off in the house and I was just like, before I sat down on the couch, Alia was like, you know, I wanna eat something like salty, like popcorn or chips, just something that goes with the vibe right now.
I really needed something crunchy.
I'm like, okay, cool. I can go downstairs right now. We have a grocery store downstairs or like a corner store. I can go grab whatever you want. What do you want? She's like, yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking about it. You went to the bathroom. You're like, when I come back out of the bathroom.
Tell me what you want.
I'm going to go get it. By the time you came out, I was like, I kind of don't want anything, actually.
Right. So by the time I came out, she didn't want any. But by the time I came out, I was like, I actually want something too. Like, when I was in the bathroom, I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, that does sound really
good.
Yeah,
like, because you could go so many routes. Like, you can do like plain salt, like Lay's chips. Yeah. Or so, you could do the other day, right? You only went to the hardware store because today we're going to tackle some home projects. So we went to a hardware store to get a few things we needed. And then he came home. He's like, oh, yeah, I got the wood. I got this. I got that. Then out of this tiny little bag, he takes out a bag of hot flaming Cheetos. And you guys, I haven't had Cheetos or any of that category of snacks in so long. And these were also the hot, spicy, flaming ones, which, like, I don't know if I've even had those before.
No, you did. We had Takis as well.
Yeah, I've definitely had Takis before.
Takis are fire.
And I've had, like, the, you know, the old school Cheetos?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the puffy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the Cheetos that, like, I grew up on. And then they made the crunchy Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those now are the ones that everybody gets. And nobody gets the old school, like, puffer ones.
Yeah.
You know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, nobody gets the puffy.
Those the OG Cheetos.
Yeah.
Where do those go?
I don't know.
They even still exist?
I don't know, but they're nasty.
What?
Yeah.
I love those.
I want to go back to tomorrow. Last night though.
Yeah. Sorry. No. I just wanted to say that I had those and they were really good.
And that sparked the want of something like that again.
Yeah, but I was like, but I don't know if like hot Cheetos would be good just because they just seem so processed. Like they're good to have maybe like once or twice a year, but
once or twice a year,
but it would have been too much. So that's why I was like, let's do some popcorn or like even some chips. Like at least it's potato, you know, like what are Cheetos? I don't know.
So I was kind of lazy to go downstairs, honestly. And I was like, let me see what we have in the house. And then out of nowhere, I found a full bag or like a box of popcorn, microwavable popcorn.
Yeah. And we're a household that in general, we don't have snacks.
Yeah. We don't have snacks really. Like lately, especially.
We haven't had snacks in like years. We just don't buy snacks.
I know, but remember the snack drawer we had in our Seattle apartment? It was a drawer dedicated
I mean, the snacks can be like, they don't have to be quote unquote bad or processed.
Yeah.
But most of the time, when we're talking about a snack, we're talking about like chips, crackers, like chocolate. What else is a snack?
I don't know. Like
Seaweed snacks are like the best snack, honestly.
Popcorns are pretty
popcorn
good.
Popcorn is
too.
A good
So
snack.
We found a popcorn, put it in the microwave, and then, you know, it was perfect. So it turns all the lights off, and then Alia is watching Love is Blonde, and I'm eating the popcorn, and I'm sitting right next to her. I kind of put my computer away because I was going to do the same thing you did, kind of like work and have some shit
in the
background.
I wasn't really working. I was looking at like furniture and shit.
Okay. So then I just like, you know, sometimes you just got to settle into the night and be like, you know what? It's time to put this computer away. I put it on the floor, and I'm just sitting. We have a projector, so I'm watching Love is Blind on this big ass projector, right?
And it was such a bad scene.
The scene, I don't know what they were talking about. Like the guy was saying like, I think he was proposing to her.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I just don't understand that show. Like, how can you fall in love with someone, or how can you even want to marry someone just because?
I can totally see how people can fall in love and marry each other.
Nah,
from this
I gotta
shit.
See you. I'm sorry.
Listen. The point was that he was watching at a scene when it was like such an uninteresting couple and uninteresting conversation. And the way that they cut these shows is actually crazy because the conversations just don't even make sense. Like, whoever's editing that shit, I'm sorry.
The
like,
reaction doesn't even make sense. Like, yeah. You might say something like, oh, I really love the way you talk to me. And then they will cut to the other person and they're just like not saying anything. They're just looking at the wall. They look like they're mad. Like,
yeah, it was actually a scene where this girl was like kind of getting spicy and she was saying how she's like, I want to love you and I want to, you know, like, what does he say? Like, sit on you and I would kiss you all over and blah, 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 and all these things, right?
And then he's just looking and at the floor. And he's
like, okay, all right.
He was like, okay, all right, so I'll see you tomorrow.
And then she was like, can't wait. And he was like, okay, bye. It's just like, this cannot be real that this is the exchange.
Who, if you're listening to this, please let us know. Are you watching Love is Blind? And what is it about that show that you love? Because honestly, you love it and hate it at the same time.
Yeah, and I think it's totally
possible. I can't stand shows like that. I'm sorry. There's many things you could be watching other than Love is Blind, just watching people.
Yeah, but...
And also, it's fake. It's not even real.
Like, I wouldn't... No, it's not fake. It's not fake. What you mean is fake?
It's... They know it's not real. Like, these people are not getting married for real.
Yeah, they are, bro.
You think so?
Yes.
And you think all these conversations are real. Nothing is like, okay, now I need you to be a little bit more spicy. Like, you don't think anybody telling them anything?
I didn't say that, but I don't think, like, there's people that, like, left the show because they were like, I can't do this. Like, it really fucks with their head
being on these shows. What does?
Meeting so many like different people and then like starting to fall for somebody that you haven't seen. People can't take like the feelings that they're feeling and they're like, I can't do this. Like, I can't get married to someone. I can't get engaged to someone that I don't know, but I have these feelings. And they just left. They're like, this is too much. And also so many like love triangles happen because you're dating so many people. So you might start like liking this person and they like another person, but they also like you. And it's a lot.
I just don't know how I can.
I think it's possible.
I don't think I'm able to develop feelings to someone. And I'm not saying that looks is the most important thing, but like. I mean, I'm sorry, but for me, looks is the first thing that's going to attract me to you.
Yes.
Okay, like if I see someone...
the point of the show.
What?
The point of the show
okay. Is
to not have that. And for people to like connect on all the other levels.
Okay.
On the sound of your voice, okay. On the way that you laugh, on your interests.
Would you say...
Okay. How you talk, how do you express yourself.
Would you say that most people have a type?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so if you have a type... Does that mean like a type of personality or physically, like how they look? Those are two different types.
Okay, well, I think when people say, if somebody asks, do you have a type? It's physical.
It's physical. Okay, so now all these people, just like us on that show,
yeah,
they have a type.
Yeah, but that's
so
the
you
point.
Fall in love. This person is funny. Oh, he has charisma, whatever, right? But the whole time you have a type in your head, right? So now let's say you just hope that he is your type.
No. A lot of those people go specifically because they want to find somebody that isn't necessarily their type because their type has never ended them in a good place. They always go for their type and they're still single and shit doesn't work out. So they're like, I want to break this pattern. A lot of them are just like, yeah, my type is usually, I don't know, a white girl or Asian dude or whatever their type is. And they're like, but I don't want it to be about my type. I want it to be about the person. The concept of the show itself is not bad. It's good.
I don't know. I think it's terrible. I just don't. It's really bad. Like when I watched it yesterday.
If you connect with somebody on such a level where you just connect.
Okay.
And then you see each other and they're not your type.
Uh-huh.
But the person that they are is the person that they were before you saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it matter whether they're your type or not?
It's going to matter to me. If we come around that corner and you are absolute, I'm not trying to be mean at all, but this is just facts. This is just realistic. If everything is perfect and then we see each other in that long ass hallway that they have, right?
Yeah.
And you're just not my type.
Okay, but also I don't think you have just one type. Like, I think you can find various kinds of people attractive.
Okay, but if you're not one of those various ones?
Yeah, which is possible also that they are.
Okay.
It's possible, like, so far, out of all the couples that they have, like, gotten engaged and met.
Okay.
They've all liked each other's looks.
That's perfect, and that's great for them. But I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to make it sound like looks is everything, but, like,
I get what you're saying.
You know, it's like, for me, personality is first and all the other stuff. But, like, I feel like how you look, I need to be attracted to you. I'm sorry. Yo, people be trying to make it seem like I don't have to be attracted to you, but you're so funny. Like, that's cool. I mean, if you're, hey, listen.
I hear you, but also I feel like most of the people on the show are a good level of attractive.
Okay, that's perfect. That's good.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's also part of the show is like when you have the big reveal where the couple sees each other for the first time and technically they're engaged, right? When they get to see each other, you can tell right away when one doesn't find the other one attractive. And it's like, so awkward,
you can see it in the reaction, right?
Yeah, like there was one couple that I'm still not sure what's going on. Like he couldn't believe what she looked like, but he wasn't being clear. Like, he couldn't believe it as in like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Or like, I can't believe this is who I was talking to. Like, I don't know how I feel about her. Huh. Because once you see each other for the first time, the connection you had when you didn't see each other kind of not goes out the window, but sort of goes out the window.
Okay, so everything I say, you agree
yeah,
with?
Yeah, so I'm kind of like contradicting everything, but yeah it's that's why it's a social experiment. It's a social experiment.
Okay, well,
I truly believe the people when they're in those pods, there's like, I don't think there's any like fake anything.
Okay, well, we were watching that for a little bit, and then I was just like, I'm halfway through the popcorn, big ass bowl of popcorn.
Yeah,
Yoni
was going ham in that popcorn.
And I was like, there's no way I'm eating popcorn right now. This is such a precious, we don't have many evenings like that. Yeah. I'm not about to watch Love is Blind. So we turn it on, and I put on Black Mirror. Black Mirror, the new episode I haven't watched at all.
Yeah, we didn't watch any of the new
episodes. And I clicked on the super random one, and that was the one, I forgot what it was called. But Issa Rae was in it.
It was the black and white one.
The black and white movie that she had to like.
Enter
she got
movie.
In the movie, and then she had to like stick to the script, and
it was actually crazy.
It was really, really good. So if you haven't watched Black Mirror, the new season, I think it's like episode 3 or 4, the one that I clicked on.
Yeah.
It was good. Really, really good. It's the one about the movie.
Yeah.
What was the movie called again? Because I think that's the name
Hotel
of the episode.
Hotel Reverie or something.
Oh, yeah. Hotel Reverie.
Is that what the title is?
Yeah. Watch Hotel Reverie, Black Mirror, the new season. It's really, really good. And we watched it. And then we watched another one. But then I went to bed. I was like, this is too much.
Oh, yeah. The second one we watched was also good. It was, I don't remember what it was called. But it's the one about a guy that gets arrested. It's like an old guy that gets arrested. And he has long hair. And then he killed somebody in a suitcase. Like, they find a suitcase with a body, and then they find his DNA on it, but it's from, like, a long time ago, and then
they were trying to identify the body in the suitcase.
Yeah, so they keep asking him, like, who is this in the suitcase? And then he was telling them a story.
But don't spoil it for people.
Yeah, and then he was basically telling them a story of back in the day when he and then you, like, kind of get walked through, like, him when he was younger and all the stuff that happened. And it's such an interesting and weird concept, but it's exactly, like, it's so Black Mirror.
Yeah, whoever's writing that show, like,
I'm sure it's multiple writers.
Which one do you think is worse, Black Mirror or
you know, I know
Squid
exactly.
Game.
Yeah, I mean, it's so different. It can't
Squid
compare.
Game is insane.
I like Black Mirror better. One, because each episode is its own story, and it's, like, so many of them are very clever. Not all of them. Like, they're all clever. Some of them more, what do you call it, successfully clever than others.
Sure. Black Mirror is
but
crazy.
Squid Games is like, it's too violent, and I don't know. I didn't even watch, we didn't even finish the first season or the third season.
The last thing I remember from watching Squid Games was when they had to pick a partner for a game.
Yeah.
And everybody's looking for their friend, like, ooh, I want to play with my friend. And then the game was, you have to kill.
Yeah, the like one of you guys has to die.
Your partner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But that was like first season that we watched that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do want to watch. I'm so excited to be cozy, drink tea, Like, I'm not really a pumpkin person, but I do love I love a pumpkin pie, honestly. I want to make soups. I want to be like painting. I played a little bit with a canvas and some acrylic paint, and I just want to like explore that. I just thought it was really fun to put some color on a canvas and see what happens.
You know, it would be really cool if you put some paint on these jeans.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm wearing white pants right now, which is why he's saying that. Yeah, I wouldn't. I would clearly not do that.
I want to paint too.
Painting, it's so freeing because I really don't know anything about painting. And I was talking to my friend who is an artist, and I was asking her like, so how do you like go about putting color like in this spot and then this spot when you don't know what's going to happen? And what if like you ruin it, you can't go back? And that was a thing that I kept overthinking when I was like, okay, this is going to be the background. And then I was trying to control things too much, and I was trying to predict how it's going to look or what is it going to do. And then she was like, yeah, but you don't even speak this language. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, but because you haven't had time with this medium, you don't speak the language to be able to form words and sentences. So you have to just like keep practicing speaking the language, as in like trying a bunch of different things and like seeing what happens. And over time, the more you do that, the more you learn how it's gonna, like how the paint is gonna react with another color, or if you add more water, or if you do it really thick, or if you use this brush versus that brush, or if you use a sponge, you know, all these things. Like, you just have to see what happens when you layer these colors. How is it gonna look? So
yeah.
So I really want to work on my painting a little bit.
We should take a picture of that and just show the people what you made.
Yeah.
Is that too much pressure?
Yeah. I mean, no, because
I want to get one too.
Like, that's another thing too. I remember your friend Nick was telling us how it's like, there's no such thing as being bad at art, because what is being good at art? You could argue like, yeah, you can be better. Skill and different things like that, but it also... I think we just like judge things too hard when we're doing something new, and we need it to be like good.
But I think there's a difference in skill that you can see.
Of course,
just because it's art don't mean it's all
good.
Yeah, like I feel like, I don't know. This is like a topic that some people think, what is good art? I can look at a painting of like a drawing, right? You know, like those people who draw a whole city with like a pencil, like mm-hmm. in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a big white board, and then they would draw like New York City with all the bridges, the Williamsburg, and then the Brooklyn Bridge, mm-hmm. and then you would have some boats, and then Manhattan and mm-hmm. a building. Have you ever seen those mm-hmm. those videos?
Yeah.
That's a crazy skill to have. You can't just tell me like, oh yeah, this is cool, but then what Yoni drew is also this. Like, you can't put that in the same level.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Both, okay, it could both be art, but like, there's good art, and then there's also like art that's not so good. But then again, who am I to say what's not good art?
Yeah, but I think that you can decide.
Remember when we went to the Louisiana Museum of Modern Art?
Oh, yeah, in Copenhagen.
Yeah, in Copenhagen. It was a section of that museum that I was looking at some of that stuff. I was just like,
what is this?
What is this? Why is this here? And how how did it end up here?
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to sound
judgmental.
Yeah, yeah, no. Not even like judgment, like ignorant.
Ignorant, yeah.
But I'm trying to understand, because I kept thinking like, there's something that I don't get. There's something that I don't understand, that this paper with like three black lines, like randomly, like squiggly all around the frame.
My problem is,
we all have these moments then when we think, oh, yeah, I can do that too.
My problem is when like the description also says, the artist really tried to captivate the movement of time and space through life, and how, I'm like, bro, this is just three lines.
No, no, no. See, but when you say that, that's what I don't agree with. I don't want to say that. because there's some, obviously there's a reason why it's here. I want to think past the,
that's not,
oh,
my
I can
problem
do that too,
because there's a lot of but I didn't say that.
I know, but
I
like,
said when people try to attach some meaning to something that could just be what it is.
I know.
It's three lines. It doesn't have to be these three lines signifying blah, blah, blah. And through their energy and the thickness of the line, you can tell that the artist wanted to capture. It's like,
No. There is a reason out there. And there's something that we just don't get. Honestly,
I'm
like,
not,
I don't want,
there's no reason.
Okay. But the way you're saying it is like as if they made up something.
They made
for
up
those
some
three
meaning
lines. That's not true.
There's so many times in that museum that it was like some simple thing, like it wasn't anything crazy, but then the description is what made it crazy. And I was like, there's no way that you got that from this.
If you're an artist and you make this type of art, first of all, I want to say I respect you, and please shoot us a message and explain to us what it is that I know I'm missing something.
I think
there's something that I'm just not getting, because it's so easy to look at something and be like, I could do that too. Or like, oh, that's so easy. Three lines, seven lines. My little cousin could have done it. These conversations, people.
I would say though,
we're not the only ones who think that, by the way.
The ones that were that in the museum were also like early work of artists who are now big.
Okay.
You know, so it could have been like, I don't know, what's his name? Andy Warhol. There was like a profile, like a drawn. Whoa. It's like a sketched profile of like a man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine.
It was all right.
Like, it wasn't anything. If I saw that in like a thrift store that was like in the scraps, I wouldn't think like, oh, this piece is amazing.
But
the reason why it's in a museum framed and in that spot is because Andy Warhol, who now is who he is, I don't even know if he's still alive, but regardless, right? Huge name, huge artist. But that work is like from his early days before he became who he is now. So that's why it's in a museum. The same way that like you have, I don't know, Jean-Michel Basquiat, mm-hmm, but you could have like a random scrap of paper he like tested paint on, and you could put that in the museum. And that's why it's in the museum, because he made it. And the piece itself might not be anything crazy, but it's who made it. Or it could be a photographer too. That it's like, oh, this is one of the first photos that, you know, so-and-so ever took.
I guess.
But that photo isn't that good because it's their early work anyways.
I guess that deserves a spot because,
about the history.
When you become a legend, yeah. And by the way, Andy Warhol passed away on February 22nd, 1987 age of 58.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Shout out to Andy, man. Yeah.
But why are we talking about that?
No,
oh, because I want to paint more. Yeah.
That
just seems like such a nice fall, cozy, like pour myself a glass of wine, turn on some nice music. I've also been really listening to a lot of music recently.
Should we do like audio episodes while we're painting and having wine? Would that be too much?
I feel like we always say, let's do an audio episode while we're doing something else. I think I would get too
distracted. And we can use the different mics. We can use the other mics and then just like paint.
I would get too distracted.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be into that. But yeah, so fall activities, I mean, video games, you have a Nintendo Switch that's been sitting there for...
I got it because we're going to have some Mario Kart parties. Okay. That's another thing for fall time and winter time. It's time to have people over again. It's time to have people over because there's no more like, oh, let's meet up in the park or still now, but in a month from now, probably not.
But you know what needs to get done before that, right?
What? Oh, yeah, our apartment needs to get all cute. I know.
The apartment is not...
It's not there yet.
It doesn't have to be perfect, but when you invite people, you want it to kind of like...
Hit.
We just have one big obstacle.
We have a couple, but...
Well, no, the other ones are not an obstacle. Those are just things we have to do. But right now, like this closet...
You guys, we've had this closet waiting for us for 4 months now.
I just refuse to call someone else to come do it. He just doesn't sit right with me. Like, we can do this shit.
I know, which is why we should do it.
Today. Yeah.
I really want to. It's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be amazing once that's done. It's going to look so good.
It's going to look so good. But then also, too, like, we're going to have less just random shit around the house.
Yeah.
We can all just store in there.
Yeah, exactly. And then we also want to get a new couch. and we want to put stuff on the wall, mm-hmm. and we want to put some shelves in the kitchen and put up some artwork. We want to print some of Yoni's photos.
A lot of them.
There's just so much to do.
Yeah, so the podcast wall
is still bare.
It's going to be my favorite photos, probably.
Yeah.
And then the other one, like the wall that we're facing all the time, that's going to be like the gallery wall.
No, that's going to be the wall with our big painting.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. I guess mine would be the gallery wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a good idea to just like put my own art on the video version of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then all the prints will be available as well. So that's another thing that's going to be available for people if you want to buy it and support artists.
So many things to be done.
Yeah.
But okay.
If you made it to the end, we really appreciate you, because this one was one of those freestyle episodes, which I enjoy.
Just chit chat.
Yeah.
Let us know, what are some things you're excited for this fall? I mean, there's so many things, like farmer's market, love it. The fashion, love it. Go to get like a coffee, walk, the what's it called? The leaves falling. Mm-hmm. New York in the fall is quite beautiful. Like walk through Central Park. The sun just looks differently. It's like more golden. You get to, I don't know, be like cozy and go for like a chilly walk and hold your cup of coffee or tea or whatever and go off for a walk. It's just amazing.
I feel like that sounds amazing, but it's something that like I don't do.
We need to do it.
Like it sounds great, like to have like my cute cup and then go outside with it, but then it's like you have to carry it, and then when you finish it, you have to hold the empty cup the whole time.
If it's your own cup, but you can also get a to-go cup and throw it away.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm going to enjoy my Apple Watch this fall, winter.
Also reading.
Oh, yeah,
I've been reading, but I feel like also fall is reading season. You know, going to a coffee shop and reading.
Honestly, we should do a reading episode, because I have so much to talk about.
Okay.
About books and reading and that whole thing. So I'm not going to get into it right now.
Okay.
I have so many photography books and I'm not talking about books that just have photos in it. Like the photography books that I like are the ones that talk about the artist's life, how they work, how they think about their work, and just like a bunch of interviews. I'm a big interview guy. It could be videos, video YouTube. I mean,
you know
video.
What you should read? You should read memoirs then.
I want to get to Malcolm.
Which is basically like a long interview.
I want to get to Malcolm X one.
Okay.
He has like it's like a biography.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's him. But I love interviews. So, yeah.
I guess a memoir is actually not really an interview. It's more like that person decides to write about their life.
Yeah.
I like a memoir because it's like a real person's life, but then it's in a story like format. It's not like you're reading like a summary of somebody's life. They like right now I'm reading Educated, which is a memoir, but the way that it's written
is
like a story.
Is that by Tara Westover?
Not him reading the book as it's on the coffee table.
It's not on the coffee table.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm looking at it right now.
Give me some credit.
Never.
No, so I love interviews, and I even love just interviewing people. I feel like that's something I will get into later in life, honestly.
Okay, I can see that for
you. Can you see that for me?
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to close out now. I'm ready to go and move on to the rest of our Saturday, but I hope that you had a good week.
You.
You.
We got some really beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
I wish I could show you a picture. I'll post it on a story right now, because you're going to listen to... If you're listening to this episode today, we just recorded this like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So this is the freshest
fresh you can get.
You can get an episode from.
Okay, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Excited for fall. What can I say?
Why are you holding the mic so like tight?
Why are you judging me?
No, it's like you're holding it like it's heavy.
It is heavy for my hands.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Get yourself like an apple cider donut or something.
Apple cider donut. Okay.
I had one and it was kind of mid. I was sad about it.
Really?
I was excited to eat it with my coffee and it was just not that good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, have a good weekend. If you want more episodes from WTJ, we have 70 plus full video episodes on Patreon. The link is in the description. You can sign up to be a sweet member, or you can sign up to be a spicy member. Different tiers we have. You can also be a free member if you want to just get the little snippets.
Yeah.
But just sign up on Patreon. You can do that right now as a free member first. All you got to do is just put in your email and then see whatever tier you want to get into. I feel like I have to say that because sometimes when we just put it on Instagram, a lot of people don't even know about our Patreon. So yeah, if you want more episodes and if you just listen to this and you think like, damn, I want more, we have literally 74 full episodes.
Yep.
So, and that's with video and all the facial
and,
expressions
and
you guys
love. And a
little
extra spice on them.
Yeah, I would say the Patreon episodes are a little bit more spicy because you actually have to sign up for those. So
well,
also, anyone can just listen to
them. We just feel a little bit more safe to say or talk about certain topics and things on there because we just know whoever is listening is there to listen to what we have to say.
Without judging.
Like, they really want to, like, hear what we got to say about whatever the topic is versus on here, it's like anybody can listen.
Yeah, it could be someone who hates us. We just listen to just judge.
Exactly, yeah. So it just feels like a safe space where we can talk about certain topics and know that we can share what we think openly.
It's totally a safe space.
So that's why we can get into some topics that we feel like we can only talk about on there. So if you're interested in that, can go ahead and click down below in the description.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then
guys,
also too, it's not just video episodes. We have like chats. We have like different chats that you can share random photos that you took during the week, or you can share music. You can share. We have a chat about what favorite movies are you watching. So it's like a whole community, and it's really, we appreciate everyone that's on Patreon. So if you listen to this and you're a Patreon member, we love you just as much as we love everybody else, you know? But Patreon is like...
a little extra.
It's like a little extra love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we feel a little closer to you, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it. Okay. I'm done.
You're done? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
We're getting close to an hour, so I just always want to get to like that 1 hour mark.
Okay. So I should just leave and let you continue?
Yeah, I think you can leave.
Okay. Bye, guys.
All right. Alia, thank you for your contribution. Yeah, so this is just me, solo dolo. Honestly, if you got to the end of this episode, just type apple cider in the comments on Spotify. If you don't know Spotify, it's not really new, but you can comment on Spotify now. And we've been reading all the comments and I've been replying to the comments. And it's a lot of them, so I'm making my way through like the newest episodes. So don't ever hesitate to leave a comment and let us know what you think about this episode, honestly. Wow, Alia just turned off the AC and it's a pretty loud AC. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I feel like I've been yelling this whole time. Anyways, I don't think anybody's here at this point, but we appreciate you. We love you and have a good weekend. And actually tomorrow or the day after, we have a new Patreon episode that's coming out. So sign up and see what's going on over there. And I feel like everyone is like friends on Patreon. It's like we don't even always have to be online for people to interact with each other. So I think that's like one of my favorite things about Patreon. So check it out, you know. And if you're good with just the weekly episodes on Wednesday or whatever day they come out, that's fine too. But like I said earlier, if you want more, there is a lot more on Patreon. So link is in the bio and we'll see you next week. Okay, bye. Oh, somebody just texted me on my Apple Watch. Okay, I gotta go. All right, bye.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.